A word from the Internal Revenue Service, they do not send out unsolicited email messages. There are scams out there trying to steal taxpayer information. A common hook involves emails claiming to be from the IRS asking for a taxpayer's personal information in order to process a refund. If the IRS needs to contact a taxpayer, they will send them a letter in the mail via the U.S. Postal Service. Taxpayers are advised to delete the messages. Do not open attachments, click on links, or reply with personal information. On another subject, the IRS released the first set of filing season statistics today. Early filing is slightly higher so far. The average refund is up about 9% to about $2,869. As of February 27th, more than 84% of all refunds have been issued through direct deposit. From the News Center, I'm Steve Murphy.